The town of Brentwood on Long Island is still reeling after the murders of five teens in the past 6 weeks. All but one are believed to be innocent victims of gang violence. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports on how the community, students, and police are reacting.
Last month, the badly beaten body of 15-year-old Nisa Mickens was found on a street a couple blocks away from Brentwood High School. The body of her best friend, 16-year-old Kayla Cuevas, was discovered buried in a wooded area nearby. Then there were more. Over the next few weeks, police uncovered the skeletal remains of 19-year-old Oscar Acosta, then the remains of 15-year-old Miguel Garcia Moran, and just last week, 18-year-old Jose Peña Hernandez. And residents believe there are more bodies out there.
All of them young people, I believe. We hope to God it's not true, but...
Ana Hernandez lives a block away from Nisa's family. She found out about Nisa's killing when she walked past the girl's house and saw a crowd.
All her family, I imagine. Friends, they were crying. Someone collapsed on the garden. They were screaming. It was the cruelest death she could have seen.
Police believe a Salvadorian gang called MS-13, or Mara Salvatrucha, is responsible for the killings.
Yeah, I do feel a little scared.
That's a 16-year-old Salvadorian who doesn't want to give her name. She's walking home from school, alone, and a little nervous.
They look at most of us Salvadorians bad when it's not all of us causing trouble, you know.
If you mention MS-13 to some Brentwood residents, they completely shut down. Like this cab driver.
And they say that it was the MS-13 gang?
No, I don't know nothing about that, about MS-13.
He also doesn't want to give his name.
No.
Suffolk County Police Commissioner Timothy Sini says he can't give any details about the investigation. But he says the MS-13 gang in Brentwood isn't necessarily connected to drugs. He says they're committing violence just to further the gang's reputation as dangerous. 35 suspected MS-13 members have been arrested since the first bodies were found. Many of them are young.
It is concerning that some of the members are of such a young age, 16, 17, 18 years old.
The federal government has since stepped in, charging five of them under a federal statute called the RICO Act.
Yeah, RICO is pretty tough. RICO has the maximum of life. It's very effective at dismantling gangs.
But Suffolk County legislator Monica Martinez says Brentwood has been dealing with a gang problem for years. She says the federal government comes in, they set up a task force, leave, and then the gangs pop back up. She wants them to stay.
You know, we are an economically distressed community, and we are a community that really needs to be paid attention to by all levels of government in terms of bringing more funding to the area, bringing more programs to our kids, really focusing on what the parents are doing at home.
Gang experts like Alex Sanchez say something deeper is going on in Brentwood.
Gangs is the vehicle for troubled youth to get their anger out and pain.
He does gang intervention with the group Homies Unidos.
You know, once we understand that, it's about why. Why is the gang providing that the community should be providing, that home should be providing?
Sanchez is a former MS-13 member. The group formed in the early 80s as Central American youth started arriving in Los Angeles and wanted to protect themselves against gangs like the Bloods and the Crips. But Sanchez says they weren't a gang at the time. They were just stoner kids.
Yeah, we were into the heavy metal scene during the time. Vans, torn up Levi's, you know, our leather jacket with a big sticker. Once this youth started going into juvenile hall, on the way out, they were coming out with the same attitude as other traditional gangs.
Over time, policies meant to punish MS-13 members forced many of them out of L.A. into other cities and other countries. Sanchez says simply targeting gangs doesn't dismantle them. It just pushes them somewhere else, like Brentwood, Long Island. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.